I'm sure you've looked at more game film overnight and this morning. What's your impression of UAB and what you guys are up against on Wednesday night?
This is a really good team. I think that Jared's, you know, had an unbelievable season. He won 14 games in a row. Started out 3-3. Now he's 23-6. So the last 26 games, he's won 23 of them. So he's on a nice little roll with this group, and it's a young team. They only have one senior, and it's really balanced scoring wise. Four or five guys score the ball really well. Reminds me a lot of the old Vegas teams that we used to play. Long, athletic, good shooting teams with a really steady, smart point guard. So I'm excited to play again, the most important thing. And I think that it's a really good opponent. So I think that fans want to watch a really good team and, you know, some really good basketball. I think it'll be a great night in here on Wednesday if we can get some people in here.
Dave, what does the fact that there are seven seeds say about the depth of the NIT field, do you think?
You know, I think that, with 15 automatic qualifiers into the NIT, which I think is the largest, the most that they've had since they've gone to this system, that you're getting 15 teams automatically before you select another team that have won their league or that has been the number one seed. So they've either tied and been the number one seed in their conference tournament. And so you've got a really competitive bracket right there. When you take the last four that didn't get in the NCAA tournament, and so, you know, those are automatically in. So you're taking, 19 teams that are really good before we ever get to an at-large invitation. So we're excited to be in the tournament, and we're looking forward to a really competitive game on Wednesday. And I think one of the things that as a coach you look forward to in a coaching staff is how your team reacts out of your league grind. You've just gone through an 18 game league grind in a conference tournament, which is two, sometimes three games, playing the same teams that know you, you know them, and now you get kind of released from that back into the free world of basketball again, and we'll see how your team responds to that. And I'm excited for our group. I think that the practices last week were a little bit not real emotional, but the guys went hard, and they pushed themselves pretty good. But today I felt really good about our practice. I think there was a good feel, good competition, and guys went after each other pretty good. And I think that's how we all felt once we got a game. We thought we'd get another game. We didn't know where it was going to be or who was going to be against. But once you actually get that, I think it's breathed a lot of life into this group. Hopefully you'll see it on Wednesday.
Seems kind of traditional to ask if this team you're facing, UAB, bears any resemblance to any of the league opponents you see on a regular basis.
This team is probably more like Pacific and Pepperdine. Long, athletic, tough-nosed defensive guys. And then offensively, it's a really efficient team too. So, but I kind of look at a lot of their defensive tendencies and a lot of what they're going to try to do to us to stop us from scoring. I see more than how St. Mary's guards you or maybe Gonzaga. These guys have length, good rebounding teams. That if you get past the initial defender, there's great second help. They protect the rim well. So that's probably what I think.
You guys had success in 2013 in the NIT role in New York. What of that success, what aspects do you want to duplicate with this team? Do you think you can duplicate to many?
I think the first thing is character of your guys. That, sometimes that you've got a goal and then fate will put you in a different spot. And what are you going to do with that opportunity? And I think that guys really responded well to that in 2013. I hope that we have the leadership and the character to do the same thing. this team reminds me a little bit of that Washington team we played that year. They were long, athletic, good scoring team, really deep. They shared the ball. It was well-balanced. And we had to play really well, especially in the second half, to beat that team. And look forward to a great game here on Wednesday.
So I asked you an easy question. I got a hard one.
Okay.
Mark Few said today that the bottom of the WCC was dragging down the big three. What are your feelings about that? Or is that new to you?
I would say that Mark's been in the league long enough and has been successful enough that he can have an opinion on that. And if that's his opinion, then I think that probably all ought to listen to him and see what we can do to maybe change it.
Quick question about Robert Brown for UAB, who you actually played twice. Was it a quick recollection when you saw him or saw his name pop up?
I think that I mean, for me, watching the film, it wasn't, but as soon as one of my guys told me that this is who he was, then you could tell pretty quick. He was had a great career there, and he's the lone senior on the team. I mean, he's the one guy that is kind of doing this for the last time. These other guys will all be back doing it again.
Thank you.